woods and waters of the Great Lakes State to the Michigan Talk Network. It's Wild Michigan with your host, Duran Martinez.
Welcome to Wild Michigan. 2017 is here, the first show of the new year. And I have made a resolution to do a hell of a lot more on this show, man. Last year, it was a tough year. It was a busy year for me personally, getting married, of course, and traveling all over the country. Well, we've eliminated some trips this year. We've eliminated going to the ATA show, the Archery Trade Association show. We've eliminated going to the SHOT show in Las Vegas. Really going to focus on what's going on here in Michigan. Not that that other stuff isn't important, but we're really just kind of limited ourselves to how much travel we did because it just got too crazy. 10 years in a row of doing all that. So we're going to take a little break, man. We're still going to head down to the Bassmaster Classic down in Houston this year, but that'll be fun. And I think we're going to go just for the fun of it this time instead of working. But it all depends. I mean, if I'm called to work, I'm called to work. And I want to thank everybody at Darton Archery, also Lucky Buck Deer Mineral, and Costa Sunglasses for being on board with us this year. And we've got some new friends coming on as well. We'll tell you more about that in the weeks ahead. Some new gear coming our way, and hopefully we'll be able to share that with you. But we are getting ready for show season here in Michigan, and it is never, it's for the minute these shows get done, our friends at Showspan start all over again, getting ready for the next year. And right now, we're coming up on the Ultimate Fishing Show in Detroit. Ben Nielsen from Showspan joins us. This is going to take place January 12th through the 15th, so next weekend, this is going to take place. A lot of our friends are going to be there. Ben Nielsen joins us from Showspan. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. And really, like I said, we're really kind of refocused on what we're doing because last year was such a hit and miss year and so busy being gone is really trying, you know, hard to get things put into one place. But that is your expertise, man. That's where you guys come in at Showspan. And the minute you're done with one show, you're all busting off for next year for 2018.
That is true. I mean, I've already been thinking about that show, which... sometimes my wife thinks I'm completely insane, and honestly, she's probably partially correct on that. But that is what we do, and, you know, it's hard to believe that this show is already, you know, coming up so fast, but we're excited. We're really looking forward to it. It's shaping up to be, you know, bigger, better, badder than ever.
You know, and it's hard to do that for people that don't understand or, you know, to go to the shows and go, well, this guy was here, well, this guy was here. You know, there's a lot of reasons why some of these people are perennial favorites.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you know, if we talk about some of our seminar guys, it's hard for me to not say, hey, you know, Kevin Van Dam, do you want to come to the show? He's the biggest name that there is when it comes to fishing. Mark Zona would probably be right up there as possibly a number two. You know, so we do have these guys come back, you know, year after year, but they're the best, and that's why we have them there. I mean, you know, if we talk about Mark Romanek, Mark, I mean, these guys know what they're talking about, and the wealth of information they have is really limitless.
It is, and this is why we have these guys on the show as often as we can as well. You know, we've had the opportunity to hang out with KVD down at the Bassmaster Classic, thanks to some friends that hire me away, for a week down at these shows. Mark Zona, he is always busy, and it's not always fishing either.
No, it definitely is not. They definitely keep themselves busy. There's no doubt about that. I mean, it's... not always easy to get a hold of them, but I tell you what, they do a very good job of still keeping our shows in mind, and they come back every year.
You know, and Kevin Van Dam is one of those guys, too, that is approachable. He's so knowledgeable. And the thing is, I don't think there's a second he's not thinking about technique and how to improve or how to do things better.
Yeah, without a doubt. And you've heard this if you followed him at all, that he is... probably the most competitive person on the planet, and I would agree with that. So he is constantly thinking about how to improve, different ways to do this, that, everything. I mean, it's really incredible.
You know, I had the opportunity to interview him last year down in Tulsa, and it was really funny because sometimes he gets that distant look, And I know what he's thinking. He's like, I need to be on a boat.
Mm-hmm. It's exactly it. It has nothing to do with whoever's talking to him. It's just that, you know, he's thinking about fishing at that moment.
Yeah, you know? He is. And Mark Zona, we're very excited. Thanks to you guys. Thanks to Bill Parker, Michigan Outdoor News. And, of course, he's with Showspan as well, that hooked us up with Mark Zona. He'll be on the show here in a little bit. But you've got Marianne Husky coming back. She is a female pro wall angler, the walleye woman.
Exactly. Yeah, she is. She is the walleye woman. I mean, you know, when you look at that sport, in most of, you know, if you talk about bass fishing, a lot of the sports, the tournament side of things really is kind of dominated by men. And so Marianne really is unique in the fact that she really has made a very strong stance in that field as a woman, and really kind of groundbreaking on that. So we're happy to have her back here again this year. She does a great seminar, very informative. Really can learn a lot from her. She's an excellent fisherman.
Now, one of the best smallmouth bass fishing places in the country, if not the best, I'll just tack it on and say it is probably the best, is Lake St. Clair. And you've got Captain Wayne Carpenter. He's going to be in talking about fishing and, you know, at Lake St. Clair and smallmouth bass.
Exactly. And, you know, one of the really cool things, and, you know, some people may or may not have heard of Wayne. You know, Wayne is not a competitive tournament fisherman, and I say that in a really positive light. Myself, I am a competitive tournament fisherman, and so I can speak a little bit to this in that if you talk to another tournament fisherman and, you know, you want to know something about fishing, odds are very good that you are not going to get the 100% truth out of the person that you're talking to.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the nature of what we do. I mean, you know, we always keep a little something for ourselves because of the tournament side, and we want to win, right? Well, Wayne doesn't have that same desire, and so Wayne is really good about sharing information, especially on Lake St. Clair, when it comes to catching smallmouth out there. He's a wealth of knowledge, and he's happy to share that information.
Speaking with Ben Nielsen from Showspan here, getting ready for the Ultimate Fishing Show Detroit. It happens next week, the 12th through the 15th, at the Suburban Showplace, Suburban Collection Showplace.
All right.
In Novi. And I got to tell you, one of the guys that you could probably glean the most knowledge out of, and you know, he admits it, and I'll say it, he's not exactly Mr. Excitement, but you know I'm talking about Jim Bedford.
Yes, exactly. You know, Jim is he's a fantastic guy, and I've gotten to know him really good over the years. But you're spot on when you say he's not exactly the most exciting guy out there. That's just kind of part of what makes him great. The guy has more knowledge. When you start to talk, you know, when I first started talking to Jim, I'll give you a little short story here. You know, I'm very close to bass fishing, and that's number one to my heart. But, of course, I know that Jim is, you know, an avid river steelhead guy. I mean, he's kind of the guru when it comes to especially spinner fishing for steelhead. And so I kind of wanted to, you know, talk to him a little bit about that. And very quickly, you know, I brought up, you know, bass. And then as I'm saying it, I'm thinking, why am I talking about bass? I mean, Jim's a steelhead guy, you know. And he started spouting off. The guy knows what's going on with bass fishing, too. I mean, he knows all kinds of fishing. You know, we talked one day. I mean, he was following the Bassmaster Classic, and he knew what was going on with that. And, I mean, the guy just, number one, loves the sport of fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, has just an absolute, I mean, he knows a lot more about fishing than most of us will ever hope to know.
Well, I tell you what, Jim Bedford will be there. Lance Valentine, our good friend, will be there. So many people. I know David A. Rose will be there as well. He'll be the voice you hear over the PA system. And so many things are going on. And that is just a taste of what is going on with the Ultimate Fishing Show Detroit, which is coming up next week. Now, we've got some tickets to give away. Make sure you check out our Facebook page with that. And also check out the website for showspan.com. You can look up Ultimate Fishing Show Detroit as well. Ben Nielsen is joining us. Ben, if you don't mind hanging on, I'd appreciate it.
Absolutely.
All right, so much stuff coming on. We've got tickets, like I said, to give away via our Facebook page. Go to facebook.com/wildmichigan. Also, we're going to be hanging out coming up February 11th, Whitetails Unlimited, the Michigan Deer Camp, going out at the Radisson in downtown Lansing. Our good friend T-Bone Turner, Travis, we'll be hanging out there from Michael Wandell's Bone Collector as well. It's Wild Michigan. Welcome to the new year on the Michigan Talk Network.
send your suggestions, comments, or questions to us here via email at outdoormailbag@gmail.com. Now, back to Wild Michigan.
Turn the quiet up. Turn the noise down. Let this old world just spin around.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I am Duran Martinez, the first show of 2017. It's showtime, man. Getting ready for the big shows coming to the Suburban Collection Showplace in Novi. We just talked a little bit about the Ultimate Fishing Show Detroit. If you miss any of that, you can pick up our podcast at wildmichiganradio.com. We'll have them all uploaded and ready to go. And, you know, I've been keeping up on stuff. I'm finally slowing the one-man show down a little bit. Of course, it's one man and then Alex, our producer. So Alex is a dude. So I guess you'd say it's kind of a two-man show, but we're keeping things up to date, man. And we're getting ready for show season here. Of course, we talked about the Ultimate Fishing Show Detroit, and we're getting ready also come February the 23rd through the 26th. It is Outdoorama. Ben Nielsen from Showspan joins me right now. Outdoorama, another long-standing tradition here in the state of Michigan.
Absolutely. You know, we're obviously excited for this one coming up again. Honored to do this show. It's been around for a long time, and ready to go again with another fantastic show.
Now, some of the highlights, I mean, one of them that's been going on for so many years, we all know about it, it's Big Buck Night. And I really think, now I talked to a good friend of ours who's a processor, Mike Bellinger over at Bellinger Specialty Meats and Processing. He's taken in well over 1,000 deer this year. And from what our taxidermist friend, Mark Ash at Wildlife Reflections Taxidermy says, it's a huge year for him because he's got mounts and big mounts from all over the place coming into him as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I've already, seen a little bit when it comes to that. Unfortunately, I'm not the one that gets to see all these things ahead of time. I wish I was. But, I know that there are already some really big bucks lined up for this. And I would agree with you. I think it was a really good year for some big deer in Michigan this year. So I'm excited to see it and hear the stories and go again with Big Buck Night. It's fantastic.
You know, I think it's been, from what we've heard from some of our friends that are experts in the field of white-tailed deer, that 2 years in a row we've had the perfect storm for weather, for antler growth and everything else.
Yeah. I mean, by no means am I an expert either, but I have heard that same thing, that we've had some really good years for that. Looking back a few years, we had some not great things happening in southern Michigan with PhD and everything else, and we're starting to rebound from that, and things are looking very good again. I'm very excited about that.
Now, looking at the page here at showspan.com, where you can find all of the shows that they put together, including Outdoorama, this is something that I have not found the patience for, Ben, as much as I've tried and have tried to like the sport. Fly Tires Corner will be there as well.
Well, it is, and it does take a little bit of patience, there's no doubt, and I think I'm a little bit like you. I tend to be a little bit ADD when it comes to tying flies. I've tried, and they don't look anything like they're supposed to look.
No.
I understand that there's an art to that, and that I do not have it. I don't have what it takes.
No.
But these guys do, and, it's a great place to go, great place for kids. They love to have kids there and kind of teach them some basic flies and get them interested, in the sport of fly fishing. And it's not just for kids. There's a lot of guys I talk to that, a lot of times the transition is, they say, well, I'd like to maybe try to catch, bluegills on their beds with a fly rod. That sounds fun. And it really is a great way to kind of start with the sport. And so these guys are there, and they understand that, and they're really there to just inform people about fly fishing and, get them interested in the sport. It really is a very cool sport and totally different way of looking at fishing.
Absolutely. Ben Nielsen from Showspan joins us. You're listening to Wild Michigan. Our website is wildmichiganradio.com, and we're being brought to you in part by Lucky Buck Deer Mineral, a fine Michigan company. Ben, one of my favorite people to talk to, aside from Richard P. Smith, who he just got off his book tour, is a guy. Now, I'm a picker, and I've been, long before the show American Pickers ever came out, I've been hunting and searching for classic junk my whole life. I buy and sell a lot of it, but what I never find a deal on is antique fishing lures. And Terry McBurney, who is like the guru of all things antique fishing, will be there again. So you can bring your stuff in and have him identify it for you.
Absolutely. And Terry really is, personally, I don't know of anybody better when it comes to that. The guy knows everything when it comes to antique fishing lures. Great opportunity. I mean, you know, a lot of people have this. They've maybe it was Grandpa's fishing tackle box or, you know, whatever the case may be, and they wonder, boy, I wonder if that stuff, you know, has any value or, you know, what it might be worth. Bring it down to the show. Terry would love to take a look at it, and he can give you an honest opinion on what it might be worth. The guy definitely knows what he's talking about when it comes to that.
Yeah, I did have at one point in time the holy grail of fishing lures in my possession, but I didn't know it. I sold it, and I got a decent price out of it, but Terry looks at me and shakes his head every time he sees me because he knows I once had an alger lure, and for collectors, you're shaking your head going, why did you get it, not me?
Yeah,
well,
right.
You know,
well,
that's just kind of how it happens. Ben Nielsen joins us. Ben, we got a couple minutes left in this segment before we welcome Mark Zona to the next portion of the show. But Ultimate Sports Show Grand Rapids, DeVos Place for our friends on the west side of the state, March 16th through the 19th. And that is the oldest running sports show in the state.
It is, absolutely. We're enjoying our 72nd year of the Ultimate Sports Show. So super excited. You know, it's our last sports show of the season. In March, and you know, kind of the granddaddy of them all, I guess, is the way to look at that. And you know, we're really looking forward to it. Shaping up extremely well, and going to be a fantastic show this year. Mark Zona is going to be at that show for the first time this year. We're excited about that. We've got the Lumberjacks back at that show this year, so a lot of really cool things going on there.
Now, that's where you have the big taxidermy display as well. Like I said, our friend Mark Esch from Wildlife Reflection Taxidermy does some great work, and he's been featured in there before. But, I mean, there are some amazing mounts and you know, the professional grade, because, you know, there are different grades of taxidermy, and this is where the pros go. The pros and the novices, too, I guess, to go get judged.
Yeah, I mean, there's all different levels there. And you know, what a lot of people don't necessarily realize, I mean, it's been a part of our show for a really long time. But it is the Michigan State Taxidermy Competition. So, you know, this is the state championship when it comes to taxidermy. And so, yeah, we do get, you know, all of the different levels, and they're competing for that first place prize. So these people are putting the work and the time into doing this. And, you know, I've talked to some of these, you know, higher level ones. The amount of hours, I mean, we're talking hundreds and hundreds of hours that these guys are putting into just one mount. You know, they're painting every scale on a fish, you know, individually.
Sure.
I mean, the amount of work that goes in there is amazing. And, you know, when you see these things, I mean, they really are incredible.
Well, it'll be a big time, absolutely. You can go to our website, wildmichiganradio.com, find out more about these shows, or you can go to showspan.com as well. Ben Nielsen, appreciate you joining us, and thank you so much. I've got this huge stack of tickets for all three shows in my hand, and I can't wait to give them away because we want to get our listeners over there, so make sure you head over to the Facebook page. Ben, greatly appreciate it.
Outstanding. Thank you very much.
All right, man. Thanks so much, Ben Nielsen, joining us here. Ultimate Fishing Show is happening next weekend, and we want you to be a part of it. So please join us if you will. Go to our Facebook page, wildmichiganradio.com is where you can find us, and we will have some tickets to give away there for the Ultimate Fishing Show Detroit, the Ultimate Sports Show, and Outdoorama. And you know what? Maybe we'll hook somebody up with tickets to all three shows. Why not, right? We got the tickets. Might want to give them away. Wild Michigan being brought to you by Darton Archery. They're on their way to the ATA show. We're gonna check in with them here, find out what's going on new on Wild Michigan and the Michigan Talk Network.
You can join us on Facebook or listen to podcasts, all from our website at wildmichiganradio.com. Now, back to Duran Martinez and Wild Michigan.
Hey, up in the backwoods, down in the holler. Old boy's feeling like a dog on a collar. Keeping that chain pulled tight. Waiting on Saturday night.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, your host. Thanks to Ben Nielsen from Showspan, talking about the Ultimate Fishing Show Detroit. Of course, Outdoorama and the Ultimate Sports Show, which for the first time ever, Mark Zona will be appearing at in March. And I am so excited because we've got Mark Zona on only for the second time here on Wild Michigan. Joining us on the phone. Mark, how are you, sir?
That's the strange thing. I live in the state of Michigan, and I'm never here.
Dude, I know, because as I mentioned quickly, I've been stalking you for the past 3 years from afar. I've been like one of those people, you know, on the sidelines of the Bassmaster Classic Expo, watching you and KVD and all these other guys do the show from the floor of the Expo.
Yeah, it's, you know, doing Bassmaster Live, it's, yeah, I'm not going to lie, and you know this, but you're an expert at this. I'm horrified of anything with the word live in it, because you never know what can happen when you're going live. But, you know, over the last 3 years, Tommy Sanders, who, you know, co-hosts the Bassmaster with me, we've come to embrace it, and we've also come to embrace it for what it is, because, you know, bass fishing does have a, it doesn't matter if you're an elite series professional like Kevin Van Dam or anybody that just loves fishing, you're going to have downtime. And when you have downtime, you end up having a lot of time to fill. And that has, I'll be honest with you, the slowest times of Bassmaster Live have become my favorite.
Well, you know, and that's when all the ad lib and things come in, because look, you know, from a couple of years ago, Mark, in South Carolina, when we were there, it was funny because I'm going to make this noise and please forgive me, but I was listening to the live feed from one of the boats and I hear this noise and I start laughing because I know what the guy was doing. He was getting the ice out of the eyelets of his reel.
Exactly. And I'll tell you what that's really done. The other side of what that's done in and look, we all can relate to that living in Michigan and having to make sure that our equipment is at least somewhat thawed to get a job done, whether you're on the ice or it's early in the season at ice out. But the other thing that it's really done is Bassmaster Television and a lot of gosh, I'll even put my fishing show,
sure,
you know, Zona's fishing show in there. It ends up being a highlight of, you know, fish catches because that's what people want to see. But you never see the story of whether it's a winner or a potential loser of a tournament. And, oh, I like to use the word loser. But you also see the times where they don't catch them. And I'm being dead serious. To me, that has become more interesting and storytelling than the actual moment of, you know, when they are really catching them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is, because look, when you get to see the tournament itself go in conditions like we're in South Carolina, or let's go back a year before that, when Randy Howell using a lure he's never used before, and I asked him this in the press conference, I said, "What made you go to that red crawfish lure from Livingston that you had no idea you'd never even tested before?"
Yeah, and I mean, I hate to say it, that for the simple point that I, you know, Randy Howells was one of the, and I remember that. I remember seeing you, you know, all the media that went into there. That was a Hail Mary. That was a Hail Mary, and here's how I can say that it was a Hail Mary. We didn't even have a camera with them. You know, usually, I'm not going to lie, by the last day of the Bassmaster Classic, us in production, the whole group in production, we got a pretty darn good clue, Duran, that we had bet, number one, we had better have a camera with the eventual winner, and number two, we have a vibe with what's already gone in the tournament of who's going to have a camera. Boy, that one just about bit us.
Yeah, that was interesting, because I think it was Alabama.
They got for GoPro that day.
Oh, no kidding. And that has revolutionized the industry, too. I mean, from underwater to above water, you can do it all with that.
Yeah, and I'll tell you that, you know, one of our, it's something that we've had nightmares about. You know, you can only, from a dollars and cents, you know, from a budget standpoint, you can only have so many on-water cameras out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's impossible, and no matter how many, you know, people want to say, well, just put a camera in every boat. Well, if you have a calculator and you know what a day rate is, that's impossible to do.
Right.
And in 13 years, we've only missed one champion of a tournament where we didn't have a camera in his
wow.
boat, and almost had number two at the Bassmaster Classic. But we we salvaged the day and got one there, so it kind of worked out.
That's awesome. Mark Zona is joining us from Zona's Awesome Fishing Show. Of course, markzona.com is his website. You know, this whole thing for me is the bass, the excitement of the Classic is relatively new. Like I said, my first one was 3 years ago, going on four now, down in Alabama. And when we attended the weigh-in, Mark, it was like WWE meets NASCAR. You know, it was just unbelievable to people up north.
You know, I think that's a very fair. And what's interesting is you really get in fishing, and I think this is one of the cool things about it. And I guess I kind of find myself in the middle of these two age groups that I'm going to tell you is you have the old guard fan. You know, kind of like the old guard fan of the NFL when you mm-hmm. could clock a quarterback and ring his bell, which, if you don't mind me saying, that was when I really liked football.
Sure. No, I get it.
You kind of have that fan in fishing that comes to the Classic, and then you really have, which I think the internet and social media have brought in a whole new just all-around bass fishing fan. I'm not even going to say bass tournament fishing fan. Just a fan of fishing in general that might be 17 to 30 years old, and to see that really start to come together and more than anything grow over the last, you know, decade to decade and a half, it's been very interesting to not only cover but to watch that span of a bass fishing fan that especially comes to the Classic.
Absolutely, yeah, and it's a true fan experience when you go to the expo, when you go to the weigh-in, because you're seeing guys like Skeet Reese come in, you know, with his boat mounted up on the back of his truck, and then you've got a guy that drives a truck that's probably like a year newer than mine, and,
right.
and the bass boat he borrowed from his brother-in-law that actually made the tournament as well.
Yeah, it's the true, you know, and I always say this, I equate the Classic more to the U.S. Open in golf, where everybody that rightfully earned his spot in the Classic, it's a unique field. And the other side is the Classic's also shown us that so every now and then, it doesn't happen every year, but every now and then an underdog punches the big guy's back.
Right.
And that's really what makes it a unique tournament.
And, you know, it's always a shock to see KVD on day two sitting there with you guys up in the booth and not on a boat.
Oh, I can tell you he's not a big fan of that. Trust me.
Right.
and the other side is here's the best thing. Kevin is Tom Brady.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
There's no doubt. But I got news. If Tom Brady was to get bounced out of the playoffs in the next 2 weeks, one of the networks is going to try to hire him to be an analyst.
Oh, sure.
I'm the first one in line with Van Damme whenever he doesn't make it. Well, he did tell me, this is no joke, it was, of all things, it was the South Carolina Classic, and it was the first time we really, truly released Bassmaster Live. And we did our six-hour set, we got done, and it was the, you know, as far as milestones goes, it was the very first live on-camera fish catch that morning. We got done, and anyway, Van Damme looked at me. He goes, "Man, I really, really enjoyed commentating with you." He said, "I don't ever want to do it again, but don't get me wrong, I really enjoyed it."
It's Mark Zona joining us here on Wild Michigan.
Make a living from walking in the woods, you can bet I'd be sitting pretty good.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez. So good to have you along, man. First show of the year. Started off with a bang. Mark Zona from Zona's Awesome Fishing Show. New shows for 2017. Of course, you can find all his info out at markzona.com. He's on all over the social media as well. And Mark, I really enjoyed talking with you about the classic. And to a lot of people, I mean, myself in Michigan, I'm not a big bass guy. I do like catching smallmouth. And like you know, Lake St. Clair, awesome fishery for smallmouth.
Oh my gosh! It's the I'll always say this. It's the Ford Field. I better not say like Fenway Park. it is. It really is. Hallowed ground for smallmouth and smallmouth fishermen. But the other side is, you know, besides you know, St. Clair and the mile roads and all those special areas out there. It's just what, you know, I live on the southwest side of the state. It's just what this state has to offer for bass fishing. I remember saying this is no joke, and I don't want this to sound sappy or cliche. I grew up in Chicago. My wife grew up in Chicago. And when we got engaged, the one thing I asked her, I said, you know, if we have a family, I want my boys to experience growing up in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a special place between the smallmouth fishing, the all-around fishing. I mean, look, and you know this, your listeners know this, besides being the best smallmouth body of water on Earth, it's by far the best musky fishery on planet
sure.
Earth.
Absolutely.
And the great thing is, it's just not our only hidden gem. It's not hidden. There's so many other hidden gems in the state. It's just a great, great place for anybody that lives outdoors.
Now, Mark, speaking with Mark Zona here on Wild Michigan, Mark, I know you do a lot of like the big water fishing, like St. Clair and lakes and things like that, but there are some fantastic smallmouth fisheries that we drive over all of the time, and I'll give you one of them. I was on US 2. There's the Millikokin River just outside of Naubenway, Michigan, where I sight fished from the bridge. I looked down, and there were two huge smallmouth, caught them both. One was 6, one was 5, and released, and of course went back the next year, and they were even bigger.
here's really what's really dynamic about it is I shoot a lot of Zona show. I shoot a lot of Zona shows in state, just for the simple fact that I enjoy shooting shows in state. But the other side is it doesn't matter how much I think, you know, and I've shot a lot of those with Van Dam, a ton of them, just because we both have a passion for chasing smallmouth. Is there's just so many good inland lakes that are they're just unknown. And then you're always close to a Lake Michigan, a Lake Huron, a Lake St. Clair, to where you're close to that big water to get a taste of both. And, it's weird because that it's truly what's strange is I'm so fortunate to fish throughout the country in Texas and Florida and Alabama where everybody says that's the best bass fishing, but mm-hmm. I'll put up ours up against any of them.
Well, especially when we have a state record broken within the course of a year. I mean, 9 pounds from a dock? The guy was up on vacation in Florida.
And I'll tell you, the guy actually caught that fish somewhere that's I've taped so many shows up there on that exact body of water, that exact river where he caught that. Here's what I can tell you. I was very impressed that that guy caught that. I was not surprised at all.
Well, good. There's hope.
Yeah.
There's hope. Mark Zona joining us here on Wild Michigan. Mark, I know as a kid watching the guys like Bill Dance and Hank Parker and those guys, always largemouth, largemouth, largemouth. When did the smallmouth really come into play for tournament fishing?
Gosh, man. You know, that's a hard question to answer for the simple fact that all us smallmouth nutbags, you know, some of the most hardcore smallmouth fishermen are at all of the ultimate sports shows. I mean, mm-hmm. some of the best smallmouth knowledge comes from, we all knew that.
Right.
Just because we've grown up with that. But, I really think if you time it and look at it, a lot of it came with When bigger tournament trails came, whether it was the Walmart Everstarts, whether it was the Bassmaster Opens, all the way into the Bassmaster Elite Series, I remember people, and I don't. This is going to sound horrible, but I have friends that live down near Pickwick or Dale Hollow, where they think, well, we got the best smallmouth fishing down here. Anybody that makes a statement, hey, Pickwick's the best smallmouth fishery on planet Earth, y'all never been up north, trust me, because I've not fished both. I think a lot of it came with the rise of social media and videos where people go, wow, you had a 30, or television shows. I mean, people have watched, even if it's a Zona show or Kim Stricker Hook and Look, wow, you caught 30 in a 19-minute content show. That's an average day for our fishing.
It is. That truly is. That is exactly true.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think when a lot, you know, if you go by a St. Clair boat ramp, you see a lot of Kentucky, a lot of Tennessee plates. I think they brought a lot of their fishing stories back down south, and they spread, and that's where a lot of that came from.
We're about to be invaded, I think, is what's going to happen.
Hey, don't get me wrong. I invade their lakes as much as they do ours.
And it's all right. The money all spends the same, and there's no difference in that, in which, you know what, I love seeing new people because, you know, and I think it was Bill Nye, the Science Guy, or somebody of that nature that said, you know what, everybody you meet knows something you don't.
That's right.
And that is the wonderful thing about this show, is I've had the opportunity to learn from the best and everybody. And speaking to guys like you, man, that you know, do this for a living, that are on the road, going to all the same shows. I mean, you're going to be at the Ultimate Sports Show. The Ultimate Fishing Show, rather, and the Ultimate Sports Show in Grand Rapids. Two stops, right, which are going to be very exciting, especially for the people on the west side who never get to see you on the east side.
No, and that's what's been really strange, is the one that, from just a simple calendar in our schedule, I'm always able to make, you know, the show up in Detroit. I love going to that one. And that one's really cool because it kind of falls in the heart, at least when our ice gets a little bit safe, kind of, Duran, you know what I mean? We have one of those years this year. I mean, I think the last time you and I talked, it was, I don't know, 9 below or something like that. To being able to do that show up in Novi, and then this year to actually do one. I've never done the Grand Rapids show, and that's literally in my backyard. I enjoy both of those shows because, you know, number one, I get to see a lot of the experts and friends that I grew up with, whether they're hunters or they're fishermen. But the other side is to be able to do those shows for myself and do seminars. And the great thing is I get to talk about lakes that I fish all year long. And, and that is a and the other side is, which is my favorite part of it, you get to see everything that's new. And I end up, every time I leave those shows, trust me, I'm the biggest tackle junkie on planet Earth. And when I leave there, I am loaded down.
That's awesome. You know what? The funny thing about doing these interviews is the one thing I've always wanted to do about this show is I never want to know, you know, what color lure you like best. Because every situation is different. Every water temperature, every clarity, everything is different. I think getting to know the people, like yourself, like some of the other guests we have on the show, has probably been more important than finding out, you know, some of the tactics. Other stuff is cool, but I guess getting to know you through the show, to me, has been probably one of the best things.
Ben, back at you. I made this comment when we were, you know, I'll always say this. Whenever I know that it's show season and show season is coming around, and you get to see all those relationships and people that share the same foundation of the outdoors, that's a cool thing. And the best part about it, I'll always live by this, it means we're just about probably 60 to 90 days away from open water, and that's really all I care about.
Right. Yeah, show season is an addiction, there's no question, and I cannot wait to see you on the road. Mark Zone, appreciate you joining us. He's going to be at the Ultimate Fishing Show, also the Ultimate Sports Show in Grand Rapids. Check him out, markzona.com. Dude, as always, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for joining me.
Thank you, man. I'll definitely see you on the road this year.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it, and hopefully see you in Houston as well. I'll be throwing things at you now.
Bring it. Hell, walk on stage.
That'll be great. Thanks again, Mark. Appreciate you joining us, man.
You bet.
All right, Mark Zona. Mark Zona's awesome fishing show, markzona.com. Thanks to Ben Nielsen from Showspan. Thanks to everybody for joining us here on the show. First hour over. Got a whole nother hour coming your way talking about a rabbit and squirrel event for the kids coming up here next hour on Wild Michigan.